When you recite Quran, you will find dua excessively in prophetic practices. Prophet ﷺ used to make dua, especially in worries, in pain, in calamities or difficulties. Sayyidina Ayyub ﷺ's account is present in Quran that he suffered from severe illness, and that wasn't for a short while, rather for a very long time, which caused serious problem and pain. Even people abandoned him. So in that condition, what did he request in the court of Allah? أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. O my Lord, distress has afflicted me. Distress has afflicted me, and you are the most merciful of all those who do mercy. When he والسلام, made this dua, after that he got cured from illness and his difficulty was removed. Urkub birijlika, we said to him, strike the earth with your foot. And as a result, water sprang out, and that water could be used to take bath, to drink. It was cold and sweet. And likewise, Sayyidina Yunus ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam's account, Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Quran that فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُصَبِّحِينَ لَا لَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. When the fish swallowed Sayyidina Yunus ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah said, and had he not been of those who glorify Allah, he would have definitely remained in its belly till the day when the people will be raised. La labitha fi batnihi ila yawm yub'athoon. He would have remained in the belly of fish until the day of judgment. With the barakah of reciting tasbih, he alayhi salam was granted salvation. What was that? It is mentioned at another place, فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. Therefore he called out in the realm of darkness, and he called out his Lord in these words, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Which means, there is no God except you. Glory is to you. Indeed, an out of place act occurred from me. When he السلام, prayed to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard his plea. We therefore heard his call and rescued him from grief, as mentioned, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ. And we rescued Yunus from grief. Further said, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Subhanallah. Which means, and shall similarly rescue the Muslims. So, the tasbih, which is also known as Ayati Kareema, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. It is a beautiful tasbih, about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Holy Quran that due to its blessing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rescued Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam from grief. And we shall similarly rescue the Muslims too. So, Mu'min should read, recite this Ayah Kareema. Verse of Quran should be recited with intention of tasbih, recite with intention to mention tawheed. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, through its barakah and blessings, one will get relief from calamities and problems. The interesting fact is, this ayah does not have any words of dua, because in dua you ask something. So this tasbih, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen, and these specific words are not there, that something is asked. It is just mentioned that there is no God except you, glory is to you, an out of place act occurred from me. That's it. But because he called out Allah Azza wa Jal, mentioned the name of Allah, remembered Allah, and ultimate purpose was to seek help from Allah Azza wa Jal. As I also mentioned in previous episodes about Azan, it is dhikr of Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and at the end, La ilaha illallah. So, the purpose behind the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is to seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikr can be in form of adhan or in any other form.